USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say the alleged shooter at an Independence Day parade north of Chicago planned the attack over many weeks. Lake County, Illinois Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the 21-year-old shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd.
During the attack, Primo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos.
Covelli adding a seventh person died in the hospital today. Gas prices are falling for the third week in a row. They've declined for 21 straight days, and the current national average is $4.80 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A dangerous heat wave will roast millions of Americans across the plains and Midwest this week. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. Police have taken a person of interest into custody after at least 6 people were killed and more than 24 were injured during a shooting at a 4th of July parade outside Chicago on Monday. President Biden says he will continue to combat gun violence. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says guns shouldn't be blamed.
And so President Biden just wants to keep talking about gun control because that's the knee-jerk reaction of the left. This isn't a guy who used to believe in that. But unfortunately, here we are. We need to deal with the issues of mental health. We've got to bring people back to understanding that when you commit a crime, you have to be held accountable. That's not happening in New York.
Law enforcement saying the male suspect may have left the scene in female clothes. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Amazon rainforest is being deforested by a record amount so far this year. That's according to Brazil's Space Research Institute. Data from the group's satellites show just under 1,500 square miles of forest were lost between the start of the year and June 24th. An advocate for prison reform is being pardoned by a governor.
California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a pardon to Sarah Cruzan. She's a victim of teen sex trafficking who spent nearly 2 decades in prison for killing her abuser. Cruzan was 16 when she was tried as an adult. She was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole in 1995 for killing George Gilbert Howard as he tried to sexually assault her. Cruzan's sentence was commuted to 25 to life by then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2010, only to be resentenced 3 years later to a term of 19 to life. That was followed by her release after serving 18 years by then-Governor Jerry Brown. Cruzan has since become a national advocate for prison reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Texas death row inmate is asking for a delay in his execution so he can donate a kidney. Ramiro Gonzalez is scheduled to die by lethal injection later this month. His attorney said a University of Texas transplant team found the 39-year-old Gonzalez to be an excellent candidate for donation because of his rare blood type. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.